Silent Partner by Jonathan Kellerman. Copyright 1989 by Jonathan Kellerman. This recording of the full-length reading of Silent Partner was published by arrangement with Bantam Audio, a division of Bantam Doubleday Dell Publishing Group, Incorporated, and was produced in 1992 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape, Incorporated. This book is read by Alexander Adams. Dedication. This one's for Bob Elias. If the rich could hire the poor to die for them, the poor would make a very nice living. Yiddish saying. Special thanks to Steve Rubin, Beverly Lewis, Stuart Venner, David Aftergood, and Al Katz. Chapter 1. I've always hated parties, and under normal circumstances, never would have attended the one on Saturday. But my life was a mess. I relaxed my standards and stepped into a nightmare. Thursday morning, I was the good doctor, focusing on my patients, determined not to let my own garbage get in the way of work. I kept my eye on the boy. He hadn't yet gotten to the part where he tore the heads off the dolls. I watched him pick up the toy cars again and advance them toward each other in inevitable collision. Caw! The ringing concussion of metal against metal blocked out the whine of the video camera before dying. He tossed the cars aside as if they burned his fingers. One of them flipped over and rocked on its roof like a trapped turtle. He poked at it, then looked up at me, seeking permission. I nodded, and he snatched up the cars. Turning them over in his hands, he examined the shiny under.